Dear Florence, I hear the little whistle in the machine so that I know it's running pretty good. And so I guess I'll give you my Sunday sermon coming to you on this Sunday, June the 18th, from my little cozy apartment at Two-door apartments in good old Kanto City. Haven't got too much news of any interest. You sent me all the letters from the people and you read them all. I have some to send you that I'm sending in letter form the same time I send this tape. And when you hear why the letter's coming too, along with the tape, you'll understand, I think. I had an old letter from Patricia written about the same time she'd written to you, I guess, and an old letter from Charlie Kirsten that I'd promised to send to you a long time ago, and I just didn't when I wrote to you out in the provinces. I didn't have it with me to send, but I'll put it in this letter I send. Tony is coming back for reprocessing, I guess, before he comes back here for duty. So I'll try and send all this, the tape and the letter, with him. I wrote you a nice long letter out in the province last Tuesday or Wednesday, and I was in Meetah most of the time. And so, as I said in the letter, I wrote it in longhand and I dropped it in the box on Wednesday, thinking it would go out at 2 o'clock that afternoon and probably get to you by tomorrow, which is Monday the 19th. Well, the next day was Thursday and I passed by this little wooden box they have there at Meetah, and I looked in and there was the letter still sitting there, and it was after 2 o'clock, the pickup time for the mailman. So I got all excited on Thursday, and I said, well, he'll get it later. So Friday afternoon, I was coming in to meet Kanto on Saturday morning. Friday afternoon, I saw this mailman and I said, did you empty that mailbox today? And he said, no. And I said, don't you ever empty it? And he said, oh, I only go over to Dongtam every other day. And he said, on trips, he said, sometimes I don't go. He said, I'm not going to go over there until Saturday. I said, well, I've had a letter in there 3 days. And I said, it's a crime that I can't get it sent out. I'd like to have it so I can take it to Kanto with me and get it mailed. I thought I'd bring it down here and put it in the mailbox. Well, I did bring it back with me and found out that Tony was going to go over tomorrow, and I guess he'll catch the Tuesday airplane. So, by George, I hope he gets it to you anyway. It's a letter that I've written with some thoughts out while I was in the province, and one that is way overdue, and it's probably a little outdated, but I put Patricia's letter in there and one from Charlie, so you go ahead and enjoy it. And I'm sure sorry that there's this great lapse between the time you get this tape and that letter and the time you received some previous mail. I've been getting your mail pretty good. A little bit off beam, though. I think our APO from you is doing a lot better than the hand carry. I don't know why. I got an APO here dated 8 June where you sent you sent a letter from Ruby and one from let's see who Yeah. You send a letter from Ruby, you send a little note from Patricia, and you send a little note from Janice on June the 8th. Now, I got it pretty early. Yesterday, when I came in, I got one that you sent Sunday, June the 4th, where you put the letter from Lorraine and that picture in. So I'm getting your APO mail a lot better than I'm getting your hand carry. I got one hand carry here that you had written on the 1st of June, and it was received in Cords on the 10th of June, received down here, and I came in on the 12th of June and got it. So that's 12 days on a hand carry, and June the 8th, and today is the 18th, that I got a lot quicker. I got this June the 8th one a week ago, and I just got this June the 4th one this time yesterday when I came in. So you can see that APO mail is doing a lot better than the other mail. I don't know, maybe APO leaves for this country just at a certain time, and you have a lot better luck by sending. If you send on a certain day, it gets here. It gets here a lot quicker. That APO is doing all right. I wish my APO was doing all right. I don't know what these guys do with it here. When I'm in Gokong, they go over every other day to Dongtam, and the kid tells me that when he takes it in there, they pick it up the same day and take it to Saigon, and it gets processed and should start out the next day. But we've never seemed to have that kind of luck, do we? We always seem to wait days and days, although your APO's coming in real good. Now, let me start out on some of your letters. June the 1st, for example. Let me get a little briefing on it, just a minute. June the 1st, you say that I just left, so you don't have too much to say, but you did say on the 4th, Memorial Day, you went over to the American Military Cemetery at Fort Bonifacio to see President Marcos, and you enjoyed everything there except the traffic jam. Hal and Judy came by Tuesday around noon, and we went to Seafront for lunch. I hope you got your check cash that they made out to Carl Williams. If you didn't, just send it to Carl. He'll get it cashed for you. I don't know whether, I think I wrote and told you what happened to my neck. I went down to the doctor, had him look at it and take some x-rays, and he said I got a good neck. I don't have any spurs or any calcium in there. He gave me some pills that I'm taking. It's all right on helping my neck, but it doesn't help out on my hips too much. So, but I'm not going to worry too much about it. I'll use my hips as I can. I really enjoyed this this letter that you sent on June the 4th with Patricia's or Lorraine's letter, giving Patricia hell for not taking the folks down there. I'm glad to hear that she's losing some weight. I like the picture very much. In fact, it looks like both those girls are trying to look alike with their hairdos. I think Lorraine has taken the copy in Phyllis's, and the same color is all involved in there. But it'd do real good if Lorraine lost a few more pounds, and Phyllis looks like she could lose a few herself. Ma don't look too bad, but I'll bet they give her a hard time with her ailments while she was there. I guess by now, Joe and Helen have gone on their way, and you got the vehicle to use as you please. I hope you have a good time in it, and I hope you don't have any problems with the driver. I'm sure that they're glad to let you use the car because you've been real good to them, and they know that you'll take care of their dog and their two maids. Joe, you don't know how long he'll be gone, but I guess he'll come back before she does. So take good care of yourself. I wish I could come back and we could enjoy the car together, but it looks like I'm going to be stuck around here for the next couple of months working at some sort of a deal with the GSO. Tomorrow, I thought I'd go back to the province, but I find out now they want me to set in while Marty Thomas goes out into the province for 2 days holding an inventory. So I'll sit around here this week, probably Monday and Tuesday, and maybe I'll go out Thursday. Let's see, I got the duty on the 23rd, so I guess that will maybe keep me here all week. I don't know. However, I won't be too far away from old Canto. In case you want to write me a few more notes, you can still address them to this location, and I'll get them, I'm sure. That furniture that Mrs. Murdick had sounded or looked like it would be excessive, but you'd be surprised. They get 5,000 or 6,000 pounds and allowed. And you'd be surprised how much weight you can stash away in 5,000 or 6,000 pounds. I feel sorry for poor old Murdink trying to make a living to build a house to put that furniture around, but I guess that's the way the ball bounces. There's no need to get some stuff like that without putting it in its right setting. There are some beautiful things I thought about getting, but I was sitting up in Meetah last week just thinking about your future and mine and housing and about all the conclusion that I could come to was why not just keep it simple? There's just you and I. I was thinking of Charlie and Kirsten and their house, all the room they have, the extra bedrooms and the full basement, the den he has down there. He uses it in his den and his business, and perhaps he entertains down in his fire room, in his basement with the fireplace. But you and I have never needed too much. In fact, the three bedrooms we had seemed to be adequate, although I would like to have something more appropriate for the income that we might have. And we really should keep things simple, but the next time that we get together, we ought to talk about what we might be going to have to spend in the way of of a house. We have that one piece of property there worth $17,000, I guess, there on Moorhead. We have the property up in, income property up in Fort Collins worth somewhere in the neighborhood of $19,000 or $20,000. These could be utilized to have a new home, but it seems like you and I never had a lot of people around, and we never seemed to need all the room that we had. It was even a trial to get my dad down to stay with us for a while. But while you're thinking about it, think about a home, someplace you'd like to live, just for your own, you're in my old age, a place that's nice. If we keep it simple, I always think of the tropical sort of houses that are not built to last 700 years, because people change their locations so often. But I'm sure that you and I could collect and have some very nice things to take back. That could fit in a nice surrounding of a pretty place. You have a lot of room. You'll have a lot of weight privileges to take back that I won't have, but we can take care of that, I guess. If this Weight Watchers program that Lorraine is on is any good, you might as well send it to me, too. She said, I'm going to continue on it forever. It's a grand program. You must eat 3 times a day and stay on the program. Well, that sounds like a pretty good deal to me, eating 3 squares a day and still losing weight. But if she can continue to do it, that'll be beneficial to her, I'm sure. Now, the one you wrote me a letter June the 8th, that's 10 days ago, and you said this will be just a short love note as I'm getting ready to go to Seafront with Helen and Mary and have a package, so want to get it in the mail today. You know, I got that package about the time I got that letter, which was just a few days, last week, in fact. I got the tennis balls. And I haven't used them yet, but I went out yesterday and whacked the ball around, did real good. Fella invited me out, and I had a real good workout. Raining a little bit down here, a little bit difficult for us to get the court dry when we play, and but we got about 45 minutes of practice in. And boy, I was whacking that ball like a professional there, which makes me feel real good. Well, thanks a lot for the papers, for the tennis balls. Gee, and what else did you send? I'm kind of embarrassed here. I know you sent some other things, but right here off the top of my old head, I've forgotten about them. And you bake me some cookies. That's it. Boy, it really did rain yesterday. And you know, it's really, you say that in your letter. You know, it really did rain yesterday here, too. It started raining in the afternoon, and it come down in buckets full. And here, when it rains, real hard, the rain starts running off, then suddenly everything fills up and it starts backing up. So we always have about 2 feet of water sticking around out here. That leader that you sent that Agnes had, I enjoyed very much. They look like still a progressive town. They're still trying to keep them people from making money on the trailer courts, I see. I don't see a lot of shooting and feuding going on as before, but I'm sure it's there someplace. Well, you never did tell me how you liked the dress that Helen sent. You said she sent it, and it cost a lot of money, and I'm sure that that you enjoy them. So let her send you one every now and then. And when you get tired of it, you can put it in a thrift shop and sell it. I agree with you that Helen sounds happy up in Sonoma. As I told you in my letter, I think I'll kind of appreciate going up there and spending some time, if we have time. I hope we do. I'd like to just take it easy around. It don't take me long to get tired of sitting, but I'd like to roam around and see the country, walking a little bit, exercising, and but I would sure like to get rid of this beer belly. I've been cutting down on the beer, all right. And I come home yesterday, and of course the maid don't see me for 4 or 5 days, and she thinks it's up to her to put on a big spread. And I told her, please don't make me anything to eat. And so last night we had her delicious baked chicken and soup, and I just couldn't eat it. I ate one wing of the chicken, and I sampled the soup, and my old belly gets so big it hurts me, and I just feel all kinds of embarrassment about eating. I'm really not hungry. I don't know why in the hell I put that stuff in my mouth. I have no reason to be eating any of that stuff, but I guess I'll one day get the word or get the diet you send me from Lorraine's using, and I'll lose 25 or 30 pounds. We have Patricia's letter here to you, written in Sonoma on June the 2, and she thanks you for her purse and tells you about Dad and Elvira coming to visit, and they went to Phyllis's and on to Lorraine's and then to Sadie's, and they really are amazing. Dad was much admired by everyone he met in Sonoma, and he seemed to have a good time. She does seem to enjoy her little home, fixing it up there with some new furniture and the rugs and a place to work. And I think she seems to be a lot happier about her two kids. Tina never did leave the front room there, and I guess she'll live there till old John dies and they sell the place, but she seems to be doing fairly well. I don't know whether she's doing any work, or she probably has to stay kind of hopped up, although I never noticed it too much when I was there. I guess they're good girls. She even comments about her other daughter, who seems to have made her happy some way or another by possibly getting married. And I, although I don't believe they know much about mental illness, she told them about the problem, and as Carl advised, he seemed relieved to know the truth. Well, so be it for Patricia. Now, let's see, this little note from Jenny says, thanks a lot for her beautiful earrings and the little mouse. And she don't write too much. We've been having a little weather, it's monsoon. I sure haven't liked the news we've been getting from Vietnam, and hope Uncle Carl isn't near any of that mess. Well, Uncle Carl lives in the mess like the rest of us. But you might just write and tell her Uncle Carly is taking good care of himself. For Florence, he never gets in positions where he has to be. Looked out for, because the good Lord is looking out for him. And by the way, today being Sunday, I went to church this morning, bright and early. Had a very good sermon. This is Father's Day, you know. And I just wondered if you'd sent that little card that I took home for Father, or give it to him while he was down there. This guy talked something about sinning. He's just a young fella, and his name is Golden, which Golden is a Jewish or Hebrew derivative name, usually family name. And he got to talking, just as an introduction, he got to talking about Father's Day, and darn if he didn't start crying up there, the preacher. Well, this, I suppose, surprised everybody. It surprised me a little bit. But he came right out and admitted that after a few minutes, he said, you saw my breakdown in emotions, and he said, I've always considered a healthy trait for any person to be able to express his emotion and let it out, not keep it bottled up. But he said, I just spent a couple of weeks with my wife in Honolulu on vacation, and the thought of Father's Day and the children respecting and admiring their fathers sort of got to me. He never said anything about his father, but he said about him being the father. But he gave a very good sermon about how we look at ourselves and our sins, and how we fail to want to admit to our sins, not sins of a great nature, but sins of selfishness and greed, and sins of omission. Which means not doing something we should do to benefit mankind or show our appreciation for the good Lord. And he said in the Bible that there was no place in all the history of the Bible that any of our great biblical characters were, the sins were hidden. They were all brought to light and shown that the sins that these men made were actually made, and that they became the reason that they followed the Christian concept, is that they acknowledged their sins and tried to ask God to overcome them. It was quite an enlightening sermon. I appreciated it very much. His letter says that Fritz is going to go with a big brass, George Romney, to be in Detroit for 3 months. I wonder what that could be. Maybe get a promotion. Fritz ought to be getting up. He's a pretty good politician. And she says she's going to miss her cabin, which is all right. I don't know why she couldn't go up there by herself, take some of her in-laws up there. And she talks a lot about her immediate family and Glenn and all them people that I don't know too much about. But we visited Deuce's daughter and husband at St. Helens for 3 hours, and old Helen got married. How about that? Helen had remarried on Friday before we got there. She was Deuce's wife, you remember her. And the boys and I went up to his funeral, and I thought she was a little bit off a rocker. I didn't think she'd be getting married anymore. But apparently somebody married her, which is the way it should be. I guess people shouldn't live alone. She's as old as you and I, about the same age I am. Maybe she's younger than I am. I don't know. I think she was in my class, if I'm not... Or maybe she was in Vona's class, one behind us. Ruby says, I think Carl better scoot a little further south yet. Well, Carolyn's aunt sold their house. Lou is looking forward to work being over there and introducing them to how to finish the basement. Jesus, I hope they take care of old Lou. I just don't know what to think about Lou. Remember Carrie and Ken Barber, the couple that came up from the homestead that weekend? She's having a heart surgery. Well, people getting old, I guess. I, just like you and I, we're getting old, but we're loving each other all the more. And I'm loving you every day in every way, better and better. And as this tape gets near to the end, I want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, sweetie, that I think you're the greatest thing alive. I think you're the greatest gal that God ever put on this earth to take care of me and make my life happy and comfortable, to make the future seem so bright and pleasant to be with. And I think you and I are going to have nothing but good in our lives from now on. So until this runs out, honey, goodbye. I love you with all my heart. Write me a letter soon. I know you will. And take good care of yourself. Keep healthy. And don't let that car get away from you. And you might send me that diet Lorraine has. If it done her any good, maybe it'll do me some good too. So goodbye, baby. Here's a kiss and a hug.